Welcome, welcome to The Intersection on this Wednesday night. Well, it's been quite a day. A lot of news since we last spoke on Friday. Yes, there has. And there were Epstein victims spoke today outside the White House. And Trump said, it's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. And then he ordered a flyover of jets to interrupt these victims finally getting a chance to come forward. It's not a hoax. It's not a hoax at all. It's a horror. And that this vile human being currently occupying, you know, I tell you what, I think from now on, whenever Trump says something is a hoax, just translate that to, I did it. Anything he calls a Democrat hoax, that means he's confessing that it happened. Because we know Russia, Russia, Russia was not a hoax. It happened. We know that Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein for somewhere between 10 and 15 years. And, oh, it was actually a real estate deal that was the reason that Epstein and Trump had a falling out. And I think it was like 2005. And it was years after Epstein continued to be a member of Mar-a-Lago. After he was convicted the first time for a year or two. It wasn't because he was stealing employees, which from what I've read, it may have been a coordinated effort between Maxwell, Trump, and Epstein. He only really got mad when it was a rich paying customer's daughter. As long as they were going after nobodies, people with no money and no power, that was fine. He didn't care. He just didn't care. Now, folks, if you did not see last night's Lawrence O'Donnell, The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, I encourage you to watch it and watch tonight's as well. And watch the videos of these women testifying. They are putting together a list of people they were trafficked to. The victims are putting together that list. And I think it's high time we believe them. They've convinced juries in the past. Epstein was convicted. So was Ghislaine Maxwell. They were convicted. But, you know, Trump wants to pardon them. It's horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous. What do you think about it? Well, if you want to join me here on the show, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's gabnet.net. Look over on the right-hand column, and you will see the link to Amy Manuel's Intersection. It's the second one underneath Alex Bennett Ramble, and that will take you into our Zoom. That's all you need to do. Come join me on Zoom and let's talk about this. Let's talk about other things. I played a couple of the videos of this Dr. Nock. And I might just play a couple more tonight. He's on YouTube and various other, so, you know, Facebook Reels and Instagram, what have you. It's Dr. N-O-C. And he's really taking apart some of the misinformation that's being put out there, in particular about vaccines, raw milk. Here's one about raw milk. Let's hear that one.
Raw milk. A 30-year-old man shot hundreds of bullets at the Centers for Disease Control campus in Atlanta, Georgia, last Friday. He believed that the COVID vaccines had caused him and others harm, more harm than good. And he wanted to make the...
That's the wrong one.
Raw milk in Florida has caused 21 reported cases of E. coli and Campylobacter infections. 7 people ended up in the hospital. 6 of them were kids under 10. 2 of them had severe complications. And here's the wild part. Florida, of all states, doesn't even let you sell raw milk for human consumption. It's only legal to be sold if it's intended for animals. But if you label it for animal consumption only, you can still sell it with a wink and a nudge to people who fully intend to drink it themselves. And if you're wondering, wait, isn't raw milk supposed to be more healthy? You'll hear that a lot on social media, but the scientific reality is that this question has been studied in extreme detail, and the conclusive answer is that raw milk is not more healthy or more nutritious than pasteurized milk. Pasteurization, by the way, is just the process of heating up milk and then cooling it down again. Raw milk does not improve your immune system. It does not reduce risk for allergies. It does not make your bones stronger than pasteurized milk. There's a lot of the appeal to nature fallacy going on here. But these types of claims are all very misleading, and they're not rooted in evidence. Now, if you're an adult and you want to say, I don't care about what the data show, I realize it's more risky than pasteurized milk, but I prefer the taste of raw milk or something like that, and therefore I accept the risk, then by all means go for it. But you shouldn't give it to kids who are at a higher risk than adults. Now, it is true that most of the time, if farms have good sanitation practices, people drinking raw milk will not suffer any ill effects. These outbreaks happen every once in a while, but many people regularly drink raw milk and don't typically get sick. And that's where I think a lot of public health content gets it wrong, gets it a little bit too preachy. People act like if you drink raw milk, you're gonna die a very horrible and very certain death, which is simply not true. And if you say that, then people who already drink a lot of raw milk are just gonna be like, well, why should I trust what you have to say? You're obviously exaggerating the scale of the risk here. I drink it all the time, my friends do too, and no one I know has gotten sick. But at the same time, it's definitely true that raw milk is much more risky than pasteurized milk. And since there is no health benefit to drinking raw milk, there's no reason to take on that extra health risk, especially for your children. Based on my experience making health education content for over 5 years at this point, I think there's plenty of appetite for that level of nuanced discussion around perceived benefits and risks without having to resort to just maximum doom and gloom about raw milk or other topics in health. Raw milk in Florida has...
All right. Well, that was Dr. Nock, PhD, N-O-C. Dr. N-O-C, I highly recommend you follow him on YouTube, Instagram, whatever it is that you use. Welcome, Wayne.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Okay. Cut the grass over couple of days ago, I think it was, and cut it all, and just got to go back with the weed whacker now.
Yeah, I need to get out and do some work in the yard, mainly like yank the Bermuda grass out of my flower beds. And but
I can send you some Roundup in case for that all that blue stuff you got growing there in your yard.
Blue stuff.
Why were you on a ladder?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah, Charlie. Wow. Charlie and Wayne just joined us. Charlie, yeah. You took a fall from a ladder. What? Tell us the story.
Let's put it this way. There was a honey-do list involved, and I was up on a ladder, and I slipped, and when I landed, I twisted my knee, and I hit one of the rungs and tore up a bunch of stuff on my calf, so it was not pretty all around.
Wow.
So I'm hobbling around now.
And Alan's here now, too.
Yes, that's what I said.
You yeah, said Wayne was already Charlie. Here, so she said that Charlie and Alan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said Charlie and Alan joined us.
Yeah, she wanted to hang this picture 10 feet off the ground because she has these high ceilings in the living room.
Oh,
it was inside the house.
Inside the house.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. You didn't say that.
It could be even more dangerous.
And yeah. Alan bled all over her pretty rug.
White carpeting, yeah.
All right. Old people stay off ladders. You got kids and grandkids you can send up that ladder. Send somebody else up the ladder. What is the good of having them? You know, if you can't put them to work. Yep. Doing things like absolutely. Moving furniture and hanging pictures and cleaning the gutters and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I
thought Chris helped us lift the washing machine off the floor onto this pedestal that she wanted it on, so she didn't have to bend all the way down to put stuff in. It's a front loading washer,
right?
And so we did that 160-pound washing machine. So I couldn't do it by myself. So Chris helped me do that.
Yeah, you're going to give yourself a hernia.
Yeah, that's coming next, I'm sure.
160 pounds is nothing.
I told you a couple of weeks ago, I spent like the whole weekend putting together deck furniture for her. Or a whole new, she redecorated her old, both the front and back deck.
Now we know why you're with her. You yeah. like the slave driving thing. You hate when she gets out the whip, though.
Well, see, ripped up my chin.
Oh, dear. Well, I thought you were going to be out of it. That looks like your apartment. I thought you were going to be out of your apartment in September.
Well, I can't. Well, no, I didn't do that because they kept raising the rent in all the apartments around where she lives. And I said, no, I mean, I can't. The cheapest one was $300 a month more than what I'm paying here. So I said, that's almost $4,000 a year. So I'm going to stay here.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's good because we're used to the look of the cowboy nation on the back.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow night. That's one good thing about this. If I don't have to umpire tomorrow night, I get to watch the game live.
Yeah.
I was recording it.
Where's it being held, the game?
It's in Philadelphia. Cowboys are visiting the Eagles.
I've noticed the Pennsylvania fans, whether it's the Eagles or the Steelers, are a little, I mean, they put Cowboys fans to shame. They are serious.
They usually rip up the city. I mean, I don't remember the Cowboy fans ripping up Dallas when we won the Super Bowls in the 90s.
No, that is not a thing Dallasites would ever do.
That's because they can't think that far ahead.
Dallasites are old money rich.
Yeah.
And it would not be proper. They're rather conservative. I remember when I first... Oop, here comes Ray. Yay. When I first moved back to North Texas from East Texas, a Jewish guy that I worked with said to me that you know, people at high holiday services dress so much more conservatively He said, you don't see all the furs and stuff. And I'm like, in September in Dallas, you're going to wear a fur?
When it's 95 degrees,
that's bad enough to have to wear a yarmulke at that temperature.
It is ridiculously hot in September here, but still, I mean that they just know that wouldn't happen. That would never happen in Dallas. The craziness and
doesn't happen in San Francisco either. You know, and I guess it was.
Well, San Francisco's, it's a different thing. For San Francisco, they're more laid back.
That's right. I mean, when the 49ers won like three Super Bowls in a row within 10
Montana
years.
Montana was there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was, when Montana was there and everything, you know, they didn't tear up the city.
Nope. Yeah, that's definitely a Pennsylvania thing. Because both the Pittsburgh Steelers fans and the Philadelphia Eagles fans, they go crazy. Well, New Orleans Saints fans get pretty wild, too.
Yeah.
What about the Cleveland Indians there, Wayne?
Yeah, how about that, Wayne?
Well, there's a video up on YouTube. Check out 10 Cent Beer Night.
Oh, that was
good. Yeah, you sent us that. Put that on the screen. That was good.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong with all that alcohol? Yeah.
So Ray has joined us. We now have a full panel. I don't know. Did any of y'all see any of the press conference today with the Epstein victims?
No, I
heard Marjorie Taylor
Greene. I heard about it.
I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to read it out in Congress this week. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that the victims of Epstein all did a press conference outside of the White House, and that asshole Trump staged a flyover jets to interrupt in
over
the middle.
Over again. Yeah.
Yeah, to fly over to make noise and interrupt their press conference. And of course, he's calling it a Democrat host. And I really think that at this point, we can just say whatever he calls a Democrat hoax, he is confessing to.
Yes.
That is, absolutely. Democrat hoax translates to, I did it.
Yeah. First of all, that's restricted airspace. And so that it would take a president of the United States to make it to be able to do that. The Democrats.
No, we know he ordered it.
No, he knows. We know he's calling the Epstein thing a hoax.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the flyover.
No. The flyover, we know he did. He did it because he was trying to interrupt those women.
Right.
Some of which he personally victimized.
Oh, God, I hate that. We don't have proof.
Yes, we do. We have their testimony in court.
Okay, but, you know,
Epstein was convicted. Epstein was convicted. So was Ghislaine Maxwell. These women have testified under oath.
Yeah, well, I've seen. I've
and
seen
the jury believed them.
Okay, good.
Don't even try. I mean, Alan, I can't tell you just how furious I am for you even saying that right now. I mean, I am tempted to dump you off the call just for that.
No.
Really?
Wow.
That's just his opinion.
Yeah, but these women
just
were.
Somebody says something doesn't mean it's true.
They were tortured.
Amy, this is not like last week. I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just saying that juries lie. People, you know, we don't know for a fact.
We know for a fact. That's just bullshit. There were multiple trials. There were investigations. There was testimony. And these women, as young girls, as children, were victimized.
I believe that.
13.
I believe that.
Well, there's a good chance that he probably did it based on what they said.
That's right. I would agree with what Ray just said.
And also by the fact that he's so adamant about not releasing the files. I mean,
that's right.
He didn't
because
do it.
He's afraid of what's going to happen.
And we also know that he was convicted in court civilly for rape. And we know that in the trailer with the on TV, he said that he likes to grab the pussies because he's a star and he can do it. We have pictures of him in strange positions with his daughter. We have all kinds of pictures and video with him with Epstein. So I see there's a pretty, you know,
they were best
high
friends
chance,
for
like
15 like 90 years.
Something percent chance that most of these women are telling the truth.
Yeah,
I would say the same thing too. I'm just saying that, you know, somebody's
to say we don't know is just a lie.
No,
we do know.
Not what I'm
well, it's
saying.
Not black and white. I think he's saying
that's a good way to put it. That's a better way.
I mean, like maybe
if we had video evidence,
8 of the 10 women are. It's possible one of them lying. Who knows?
Right. If we had video evidence of it happening, then we would know for sure that it happened. That's a lot of times in jury and criminal trials what they need, and so to get I believe these girls
witnesses.
Were victimized. I don't disagree with you there. I just say that we just don't have the proof other than what the people said.
Well, that's what's
what
so frustrating.
But we do have proof. Epstein recorded and filmed.
Yeah.
Oh, we do? Oh, I missed that somewhere.
It's all about
and we have interviews Epstein's and Trump's biographer
being blocked.
Michael Wolff recorded interviews with Epstein before he died.
It's all being blocked by those in power. Yeah, just like the Epstein files, just like once they release them, if they do, they're just going to erase all of the Trump and all the Republicans out of there.
Absolutely. I expect Marjorie Taylor Greene to not include his name in this list to Congress.
Of course not. She'll take it out.
I tell you what, right. If you have not
1984,
seen...
1984, man.
If you've not seen last night's Last Word Tonight with Lawrence O'Donnell, he read testimony from the trial, and then he had that witness as a guest. And if you can get through it without a tear in your eye... You are heartless.
See, I look at this a little different than you do. I have been in many jury trials and courts and stuff because of my profession and stuff. And so without certain pieces of evidence, like DNA, if they had DNA or something like that, that would be great evidence. They don't have to have movies. If at that time they bothered to take these women to the hospital and get DNA samples from them, I mean, I know it's sounding crazy, but that would be proof. If Trump's sperm was in one of these, 14-year-old girls,
they were recruiting them out. They were recruiting them out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
I've heard that. I wouldn't doubt it.
The problem is that it would have to go to trial first, and then
it did go to trial. Epstein was convicted twice.
No. I mean Trump's violations.
Trump hasn't gone to Trump. Now there were a couple of lawsuits brought against Trump, and there was a testimony under oath deposition. But then they were withdrawn. These women's lives have been under constant threat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And a couple of them are already dead, supposedly suicide.
Yeah.
And one of them, Virginia Gouffre, said a few months before she committed suicide that I am not suicidal. If someone claims I committed suicide, you know,
She was 14 when this supposedly happened?
I think she was 16.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's not much difference in. There's some difference. There's more maturity, but her word is her word. But
that's not even the one that there are others. There were I think a couple of friends of Ivanka's said that Trump had raped them.
Okay.
Did you ever see the video of Trump telling the 10-year-old girl that he's going to be...
On the escalator. Oh, that's so gross.
No, I didn't see that.
I'll be dating her.
He's a pig.
In 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did this. He went to the island.
I'm 90% sure, too, that this happened. I'm just saying that...
We're voicing our opinions because we don't have, because it's never been brought to court and there's never been a jury and there's never been evidence, and it sucks because it's never going to happen.
That's right.
It's never going to happen, and it's a travesty.
Yes.
Because this guy is a criminal.
Absolutely.
It has been to court, actually.
He's been convicted with felonies.
Absolutely.
And he's been civilly convicted of rape.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's disgusting. And there's more. You know there's tons more.
I mean, I tend to believe that these 14 or 16-year-old girls were raped.
I do too.
I've investigated rape cases, and although I didn't talk to them and stuff, but I've been to in court and stuff like that, and, you know, the other side's lawyer says, well, you have no proof. You don't have DNA. You don't have video. You don't have all the stuff that really proves it. But, you know, most 14-year-olds have wild imaginations, but when they get older and they remember being raped and they want to talk about it now, that's, to me, pretty believable.
Also, why would these women subject themselves to the hell now that they're going to have to pay for coming or going public, other than if they're trying to do the right thing?
That's another good reason.
Hell yeah.
A lot of women, as I'm sure you're aware, Amy, forget about the Epstein and Trump thing for a minute. A lot of women never report rapes,
I'll tell you right now. Every one of you knows at least one woman.
Yep.
And probably all of the women that you know have an instance of sexual assault and or rape that they never reported to anyone.
Well, I know a lot of women like that, unfortunately.
I mean, ask any woman in your life. I promise you, she's got a story. Now, only sexual assault has happened to me.
Well,
not rape.
What we need to add to that is sometimes it's spousal rape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it goes both. Sometimes men are raped, and that never gets reported.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Ever.
Right.
No one would believe him or care.
I'm not one to yell out. Oh, by the way, my wife stuck a huge, tied me to a bed and all that kind of stuff. So that's a point, you know.
Yeah.
Tenfold to women or a hundredfold.
But it's not really the point. That, you know, women get raped so many more times.
Oh, no, I know. I was just thinking about that.
Don't get raped with the frequency, don't get sexually assaulted with the frequency, but they do, but it does happen. Yeah. And like you said, Ray, it does, even lower percentage of those ever get reported. People think that there's just all these people making up stories and claiming it, when the truth is the opposite. It's that don't get told.
Except for sometimes people do make up stories. They want to be somebody important, or They want people to. I have a niece. We'll use her for example. She's got mental issues. She's living in her car now. The family's got money. There's no reason for her to live in her car. But 25 years ago, she claimed that some guy raped her on the medium between traffic going back and forth, and he used a condom.
Oh,
and,
geez.
You know, people that rape people don't do it in front of all these cars in this little right. strip in between cars going two different directions. That, you know, they take them someplace in the bushes or in a bathroom or in a private place. The other thing is rapists don't think about wearing a condom. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but it's very rare.
Well, she's just mentally ill.
She's one of the ones that wants attention.
Why?
Nobody in the family believes her. The police didn't believe her.
And that's the other problem.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because even when rape gets reported, a large percentage of the time it goes no further than that. And they're not believed.
See, I always
thousands of rape kits that haven't been processed yet.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whenever I was sent out or whenever I went out to investigate, I always immediately took the girl's side, the woman's side, whatever it was, until she proved by interviewing her or the doctors or somebody, until the proof was there that it really didn't happen. So I always took the side that it did, and that's the way I investigated rape. I know cops that say, I don't think she was raped. And how are you a judge of that? Just because she doesn't fit into a certain mold? I mean, come on.
Well, you kind of have to take her side, too, because you're putting her in danger if you don't.
Absolutely.
Like if you don't follow through because you don't think it was real, she could be in some serious danger if you
absolutely.
Leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are the type of women that when, you know, the people that they trust, supposedly law enforcement or the courts or their family or whatever, don't believe them and they actually were raped. Those are the type of people that commit suicide.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we look at this, the first deal that Epstein got from Alex Acosta, who is now in the Trump administration, was that he got a day pass and he was in, you know, like a local lockup and could leave during the day for 12 hours and got 2 years of that.
Who was this?
Epstein. The first time
really?
He was prosecuted.
Oh, the first time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, and think about those women that came forward and testified then and risked their lives. Today, some of the ones who had never been known by anything, had never publicly come forward, never shown their face or said their names, but testified behind closed doors and gave depositions, came forward today.
I want to watch that.
I do, yeah. too.
I've got some of it over here, and I'm gonna let me ask.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do you think Epstein was murdered
in prison?
Yeah,
in prison. Absolutely.
Oh, of course he was.
Oh yeah, most child pedophiles are very unsafe in prison.
Yeah, so the whole suicide thing is just
prisoners that kill other people. Prisoners that do a lot of things. If you do something against a child and you're convicted, you are unsafe.
Yeah, I think he was murdered. I don't think he committed suicide.
I don't think so either.
I just don't see that guy.
He would have probably been put on a suicide watch. So
I think he was, but mysteriously the cameras were turned
off. The camera didn't work. The guards were.
Yeah, well, the cameras, the video that we saw was not of his cell.
He was
actually in a completely other part of the prison.
Yep.
All right, yep. So let's hear a little bit of this. We're not going to play the, it's 14 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing, but we're going to play some of these women today.
Hi there. My name is Lisa Phillips, and I'm the host of award-nominated podcast called From Now On, a platform supporting survivors. I want to thank all of my survivor sisters who came before me today. I'll be very short. In the year 2000, Marjorie I was Taylor taken Green. To Jeffrey Epstein's island while on a photo shoot on a nearby island. Who I saw and what I experienced there was a glimpse into a very dark and disturbing world. For years after, I tried to avoid Jeffrey, but he had introduced me to Katie Ford, the owner of the Ford Modeling Agency. Epstein's reach went to the very top of fashion, arts, and entertainment. This did not just happen to underage girls in Florida. In New York City, hundreds of young, ambitious women were abused by him. Epstein was not just a serial predator. He was an international human trafficker. And many around him knew, many participated, and many profited. And yet, he was protected. So I stand here today for every woman who has been silenced, exploited, and dismissed. We are not asking for pity. We are here demanding accountability, and I'm demanding justice. Congress must choose. Will you continue to protect predators, or will you finally protect survivors? And also, I would like to announce here today, us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list. We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know who were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details.
Hello, my name is Shantae Davies, and I'm here before you today as a survivor of decades of pain, trauma, and betrayal at the hands of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, and the people who enabled them, and a government that for far too long refused to help. In 2002, I was living in California, a young woman with high aspirations of becoming an actress. I was already beginning to make a name for myself in the industry. A person I trusted, someone I thought was a friend, invited me to meet a powerful woman who could help advance my career. That woman happened to be Ghislaine Maxwell. I was asked to give her a massage, though I had almost no experience, and when I did, she praised me and promised introductions to someone enormously powerful, someone who could change the course of my life, and that man was Jeffrey Epstein. At first, I was an excited young woman on top of the world. Epstein flew me to his private island. He listened to my dreams, promised to help. But his promises came with a catch. The abuse began. He told me to keep it secret. He manipulated me with quid pro quo I did not consent to, but I felt I had no one to turn to. He was too powerful. I was just one of the many young women trapped in his orbit. I was even taken on a trip to Africa with former President Bill Clinton and other notable figures. In those moments, I realized how powerless I was. If I spoke out, who would believe me? Who would protect me? Epstein himself was the most powerful leader of our country. Epstein surrounded himself, with the most powerful leaders of our country and the world. He abused not only me, but countless others, and everyone seemed to look away. The truth is, Epstein had a free pass. He bragged about his powerful friends, including our current president, Donald Trump. It was his biggest brag, actually. And while what I endured will haunt me forever, I live every day with PTSD. I live as a mother trying to raise my child while distrusting a world that has betrayed me. This kind of trauma never leaves you. It breaks families apart. It shapes the way we see everyone around us. But one thing is certain, unless we learn from this history, monsters like Epstein will rise again. There are files, government files, that hold the truth about Epstein, who he knew, who owed him, who protected him, and why he was allowed to operate for so long without consequence. Why was Maxwell the only one held accountable when so many others played a role? Why does the government hide this information from the public? This secrecy is not protection, it's complicity. And as long as the truth is buried, justice will remain out of reach. That is why this bill matters. Passing it will, bless you, ensure that the suffering of survivors is not in vain. Passing it will bring accountability, transparency, and prevention. It will help protect the next generation of predators who seek to place themselves above the law through wealth, influence, and connections. This is not just my story. It is about every survivor who carries invisible scars. It's about the weight we live with daily. It is about the families broken and the future stolen. So I ask you, President Trump, and members of Congress, why do we continue to cover up sexual abuse and assault? Who are we covering for? Let the public know the truth. We cannot heal without justice. We cannot protect the future if we refuse to confront the past. Thank you.
What did she say about Clinton?
He was on the trip with him.
He was on a trip to Africa.
She didn't accuse him of any wrongdoing. He was just on the plane with them.
But that was the threat. Part of the threat was, I have all these powerful friends, including the president.
I get that.
Yeah.
President of the United States. At that time, Clinton would have been president of the United States, I think.
Right.
Or it might have been post-president.
Epstein was just showing off that he had all these powerful friends to protect them. Nobody would believe her.
This is such a con. First you get Ghislaine Maxwell to befriend her, and then you slowly suck her in.
And the other thing that we heard from some of the victims today that bore witness was that they would then coerce you into getting your other friends. So they get one 14-year-old girl and then they would convince them to bring in others.
Quite common.
People are sick.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
These are the people that are running our country.
Well.
Wow. How screwed up is that? I can't even believe it anymore.
So, yeah, it's...
I never imagined anything.
I didn't hear the jets going over.
They were there in the background.
Oh,
but if you listen close, they were in the background.
But if he was trying to block their noise, block what they were saying, he didn't do a very good job.
For the rest of the crowd that would have been in front of them, they would have had a hard time hearing that.
Also, those are the mics that, like this one, where as soon as you get too far away, it doesn't pick up much. The other ones that pick up sound from
I have your bell that you sent me. My mic won't pick it up. Do you hear anything?
No.
I was just ringing the bell.
Anything unless I'm right on top of it. But then Alex has the other mic where you can be far away, because it's, I forget what it's called. It's a different type of mic. See how mine goes in.
Yeah, I have a mic that you can change the setting. So it can be straight on, it can be surround, it can be front and back.
Yeah.
I think it has like three or four different settings.
Yeah, I just didn't hear the jets, so.
Yeah.
I heard them very clearly. So.
And that might not have been jets might have been at a different point before or after this.
These women certainly sound believable. And it probably happened to them. Because of some of the stuff I saw in my career, I'm always looking for the smoking gun, so to speak.
There were multiple jury trials with multiple convictions.
I heard about them. I'm not arguing with you.
Epstein was convicted.
I'm just saying my twice. Opinion based on my training and experience, it looks for something more than just a person's word.
There are banks that are involved in this. There is a huge pile of paper.
I'm sure.
And thousands and testimonies and evidence. And so...
Well, maybe some of these women testified in the Epstein trial.
Maybe.
Some of them did.
And maybe it was even...
Yeah, or the Maxwell trial. In fact, if you listen to last night's Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, he read the witnesses. It was a witness from Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. Read some of her testimony and then had her on the program last night with her attorney.
Yeah, you know, I don't follow her, and I asked who she was, and after you told me, I knew. Did Trump move her from a supermax prison to a low key prison?
Yeah.
From a Florida supermax to a Texas, right near Texas A&M, by the way. Yeah,
federal, so one of those club fed.
Yeah, club fed in Texas.
She can hurt Trump, and he might be doing her a favor, but I got to tell you, her life is in bigger danger there than in a supermax prison.
Yeah.
And he's probably
she actually him. Managed to get somebody who was rightfully supposed to be in that prison, because they're not supposed to allow someone with the convictions that Ghislaine Maxwell, for the crimes that she's committed, are not supposed to be allowed at the prison she's in now. But she got, because somebody complained, that's right, they got moved to a max security prison.
Yeah, but in a
and
in
they
a
were low, in the right place, and Ghislaine Maxwell wasn't.
In a low security prison in Texas, there's a lot less supervision of her and stuff, and so she is unfortunately a prime candidate for a murder or something like that.
Yeah, but that
accidentally fall out a window or something.
Right, something like that. It's a.
Oh, it
cuts two ways, and I agree. For somebody that was convicted of what she was convicted of, she shouldn't be in the low key prison. Sorry.
Yeah, well, and not only it's a place with day passes where people can leave during the day. There are no walls. It's just you can just walk in.
They can put an ankle bracelet on her and follow her around, but, you know.
I had a roommate that stayed in one of those prisons because he committed mail fraud at college for $500,000. And
he dressed as a woman?
No, he sorry, mail too, fraud. I won't go into the reason. He was a computer expert, and he ripped off the government. But, he could come and go. They used to just climb the fence and go over to the 7-Eleven and buy Slurpees and stuff.
Yeah.
And then climb back over the fence. As long as
there's not even a fence at this place.
I know. I was saying nobody cared. Like, walk in and out of the prison whenever you want.
It just puts her life in serious risk.
Yeah, but she's already gotten... He's already gotten from her what he needed. He sent over... Deputy Attorney General, formerly Trump's defense attorney, Todd Blanche, to go record her saying that Trump didn't do anything. She never saw Trump do anything. And it's all just, they're just all lying. All those people that testified against her, they were just all lying. None of that ever happened. Oh, and she mentioned, let's see, RFK Jr., that she thought he was hot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She blind?
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
It's this, and they laugh. She's laughing in that recording that got her moved.
It could be AI.
Oh, no.
No. This is the transcript.
Okay.
Of them recording her speaking to Todd Blanche, which was what got her moved to Texas. And it's absolutely gross. It's absolutely gross.
I would not be surprised if she has an accident that's not an accident, or is stabbed, or commits suicide without her actually doing the suicide, because they don't watch them. They just, like you say, it's a low risk jail, and for what she got convicted of, she should never be in a low-risk jail.
Yeah.
I think, it's all done. She was moved just so she'll keep Trump's name out of everything, and she's hoping for a pardon.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she's already, that testimony she gave recently was so general. She didn't blame, said she didn't know anything about anything. Such a liar.
Right.
I mean, she lied under oath.
She's already been convicted of perjury. She's already been convicted of perjury before this.
Yeah, I know. She
doesn't. So we're supposed to believe her and not believe all of these women that assembled today?
I don't believe a word she says, that woman.
Yeah, it was a setup. Well, we're almost done with the show and we didn't get to any trivia. Let's do a little bit of trivia just because. Let me get my glasses out because
I got multiple choice. Who's the president of the United States, Trump or Vance?
Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene on the side there in that video?
Yeah.
I don't think that was her. When you said that.
No, she's.
No, I'm positive it was her.
Yeah.
That was her.
Go really? Watch it again. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's kind of leading. Ugly. She's part of the group leading. It's a bipartisan group leading the charge to get this testimony out there. See, Marjorie Taylor Greene is, you know, all in that QAnon stuff, right?
Yeah.
And a big part of the QAnon stuff was about sex trafficking children.
Yep. Yeah.
And so it was true. It was just not true necessarily about who they thought it was true of. And it also, like, it wasn't the pizza place in D.C. or whatever, or wherever that pizza place was supposed to be.
Is he getting ugly? This is the blonde that was on the...
Yeah, on the right hand side.
On the right with the green dress on.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a man with a blonde wig on.
Trivia.
Yeah. All right. Trivia. All right. The category is blades. All right. The laughing kookaburra is native to what country?
Australia, no?
Australia.
Kookaburra lives in
has also been introduced in New Guinea and New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Who is famous for the slogan, give a hoot, don't pollute?
Give a hoot, don't pollute. That was a TV commercial.
Who was the owl? Some kind of owl. The wise
was an owl that said it.
Woodsy owl.
Yeah. It was a commercial. That...
This has to do with blades.
All right.
I'm lost.
Birds.
Birds. Oh, I thought you said blades like a knife.
No, I said boids. Nasty, thinky, smelly boids.
Yeah, it's a Jewish.
It was a reference to the movie, the original, The Producers.
Okay.
All right, what bird was Cher Ami, the World War I hero who saved 194 U.S. soldiers?
Passenger pigeon.
It was a pigeon. It delivered a message from a trapped infantry division despite being injured by enemy fire. Bye Bye Birdie was inspired by whose induction into the Army?
Elvis Presley.
That is correct. What is the official name for someone who studies birds?
Ornithologist.
Ornithologist.
Ornithologist is correct. Yeah. And last in this category, name three Major League Baseball teams named after birds.
Cardinals.
Orioles.
Orioles.
And the
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. Blue there Jays. You go. Yeah. All right. All right. The next is a wild card.
What's up with that? That ladder, he must have hit his head coming down.
All right. This is wild card. What city has the oldest professional ballet company in the United States?
Yeah. New York.
It's got to be New York.
No.
Chicago, then.
No, it's closer to home. San Francisco. It's closer to home, Ray.
San Francisco.
The ballet there was founded.
That was a guess. I didn't know.
I had no idea.
The ballet was founded there in 1933.
Oh, wow.
Who is Oprah's best friend?
Gail
King. That's right. What candy bar doubled in price in 1969 after costing a nickel for decades?
Hershey's.
Hershey bar. That is correct.
Mm. Nice one, Ellen. Wow.
Poor yeah.
The bar's weight more than doubled at the same time. How about that? What bodily function was Shakespeare referring to when he wrote, quote, "A man may break a word with you, sir, and words are but wind"?
Oh. Farting?
Yeah.
Of course. Chitlins are the intestines of what animal?
Chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
Pigs.
Pig is correct. What call... never mind. That one, you got to look at the picture and you can't see it. All right. All right. What... this category is Bill Clinton. Speak of the devil. You know what? I don't want to do Bill Clinton.
Okay. Good.
Let's go with chains. All right. In what U.S. state can you find a monument depicting an African-American family with broken chains at their feet?
I don't know.
Georgia. The inscription on the Savannah statue celebrates the ability of African-American families to stand up together despite a history of slavery. What tough guy said in 2005 he would shed his trademark gold chains in honor of the victims of Hurricane Katrina?
Mr. T.
Mr. T is correct.
I pity the fool.
What was the first chain of hamburger restaurants?
McDonald's.
I would have never guessed this one.
It's not McDonald's, is it?
Dairy Queen.
No.
Wendy's. No.
White Castle. The first White Castle opened in Wichita, Kansas in 1921.
Wow.
You guys have that around there?
Yeah.
I think the closest one to us is Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. I don't have it in the Bay Area.
I remember, what's the other one like White Castle? It's
Black
a,
Castle?
What?
Taco Black. Bell?
No. White Castle. It's in Tennessee. I remember my ex taking me there, and he was all excited about these things, and I thought they were the nastiest things I'd ever tasted. I couldn't figure out what the big... What the big whoop was.
It wasn't until 5 years ago that I actually tasted a White Castle burger.
Well, it wasn't White Castle. It was the other one that I think starts with a K, maybe? Or a V?
Yeah, well, that was helpful.
Crystals. That's it. It's a K. Crystals,
yeah,
with a K.
K or a C. Crystals with a K, I guess.
Okay. It's a K or a V. It's K. It's crystals. I remember getting those crystals burgers, and he was so excited about them. I was like, "What's this is terrible."
Well, those are made with dog meat.
They're just.
We used to love White Castle because the bun was so soft. I used to love it.
And you always set the burger on the side so you didn't get fat, huh?
I was used to big old juicy burgers that you could get.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we are out of time. So I just want to thank you and remind you the words of Mark Twain. No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot.
Unless the idiot's Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you for joining me here today. And thank you, Charlie and Ray and Alan and Wayne. And that's all we have for today.
I sent you a message, Ray.
Oh, my phone's in the other room.